For God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, and of love, and of a sound mind.
Economic competition with cotton, timber, and synthetic plastic. So obviously, why did this tax act come into place? Well, because there are wealthy and powerful people who had businesses in the cotton, timber, and plastic industries. And so they said, well, how can we dominate or monopolize those industries and get rid of the hemp? Well, we need to demonize it, and we need to, you know, really put a big fear campaign and a disinformation campaign out there about it so that people want to have nothing to do with it. And, you know, I think they're trying to hide it for sure. The hempcrete is something that's, I don't want to say it's new because it's not new, but it's like relatively new in the past 10, 12 years or so. It's 8 times stronger than concrete. It is fire resistant, mold resistant, like pest resistant, like pests can't get in. It acts as a passive like heating and cooling, so it, you know, moderates the temperature in the homes.
Folks, it's great to have Lance Shuttler back with us again with Ascent Nutrition. Amazing product. I take all of them just about every single morning. It's been a great game changer for myself, my health, and more. AscentNutritionHemp.com/hemp. We know is in the description box below. We're going to have a great conversation about something I needed for most of my life. I've been hearing about this. Hemp, the brain, stress, MAHA, make America healthy again, and defeating fear. We're going to go through that in a moment, but wanted to make sure that you guys know I'm excited about today. Lance, I'm so glad that you're going to bring this up for us. And but most of all, the biggest part of everything that's going on in our world is the three movies that are playing out, Lance. And you're pretty keen on this information that's been going forward. We're watching the world of the enemy just fall apart, especially with this recent revelation of P. Diddy and others. What do you think?
Yeah, I love it. And, you know, we talked about this last time, LT, that these are the times that we've been praying for and working for and, you know, putting all the time and effort and work that all of us have been doing. You know, we all play our different roles here in this world. And, you know, we're bringing this out. And, you know, I was talking with some friends who are aware of this too. And we really are now in these times of all three movies playing simultaneously. And it's super exciting. The P. Diddy stuff. You know, I listened to something that Benny Johnson put out yesterday. Suge Knight was talking from prison, and he was talking about how P. Diddy was an FBI informant. And I also saw something that Liz Croken put out yesterday on P. Diddy being the Joker, in that he was probably groomed as a young child and kind of brought up into this stuff. So she was having some compassion for him in some ways, but obviously not, you know, saying he should get off for what he did do, but just having that awareness there, like we know too, a lot of these people and these politicians, they're groomed into this from a baby. But her point with the Joker was that she thinks that he is going to start ratting all these people out because that's sort of like the Joker's character to sow chaos in a good way, you know, in this situation to bring criminals out into the light and put them where they need to be.
Yeah, it's interesting because those three movies, for those listening, Guardians and Pedophiles is the number 4 they're playing. Number 5 is Panic in D.C. And number 6, FISA Gate. All at the same time. And it's amazing the timing to me of all of this playing out right before this next election. It's almost like when each of these areas are exposed, it's going to get to the point where folks are going to realize, like, what's going on? 90% of America is going to go, wait a minute, there's no way I'm going to vote for the other side. It's not a vote for right or left. It's a vote for freedom, and it's a vote for all of to get rid of the enemy, really, to destroy them and finally move forward and make America great again. And, of course, one of the great parts of all of this is making America healthy again. And I think that's important, especially with today when we're talking about your hemp oil. That's part of making our America healthy again. We've noticed a huge uptick in just folks learning about hemp oil and the way that it works and how it supports our body and more. And you've got a great presentation to explain this product. And folks, if you, you're looking at your screen, you just click in the description box below, ascentnutritionhemp.com/M. We know, just click on that and you will receive all of this information that we're going to talk about today. You just scroll through and man, what a, just a wealth of knowledge that you have, Lance. And we're so glad to have you explain all this to us today.
Yeah, thank you, LT. I'm very appreciative to be here and to be able to share this information. This for me is answered prayers, being able to get this info out there to the masses and really help a lot of people with it. So, you know, thank you.
Now, I wanted to just review again your background so folks understand how do you have this information, what type of knowledge you have, and how you developed this product. So you can just go through that with us for a moment.
Yeah. So I'll go through this real quick because a lot of people might have heard the last one we did. But briefly, back in 2008, that's kind of when my awakening began. And it didn't happen right away. But what happened is my father was on antidepressants. He ended up taking his life. And for me, that was the turning point to start looking into healthcare and medicine, because I was studying it in school in some ways, but not, really that interested, like I am now. But when that happened, it forced me to look at things, and I started seeing some of the corruption and some of the darkness, and it was more just like, surface level stuff. But then in 2010, I came across the book Inventing the AIDS Virus, and it was actually through a college professor. And that was really the big red pill that started waking me up. I was very concerned learning about what was in there and realizing, wow, not everyone in medicine really has our back. You know, a lot of people working in there, and most people do, but there has been this, you know, really dark, malevolent force within that has controlled everything. But thankfully that's collapsing, and, you know, we're about to kick it to the wayside for good. So, you know, I went to University of Iowa, studied health science. I dropped out right before graduating because I was fed up with the whole system. I ended up going back a year and a half later because the classes I was able to take did contribute to my life and actually helped my, you know, my life and just awareness of things around me. And then after graduating, I started working in the nutraceutical field, different capacities for the past 10 years. I've written a lot of different articles on health, wellness, science, religion, spirituality, finance, geopolitics, all sorts of things. And I contribute to the Epoch Times right now. And really just try to get the word out there. And I've been contributing on another platform, Stillness in the Storm, for the past now like 10 years.
Okay.
And the gentleman who runs that, he is a big fan of Anne We Know, and he, kind of helped bring all of us together. So I want to give that shout out to him.
Awesome. Yeah. Interesting. Cause you probably have been writing about Make America Healthy Again. I'm sure. Right. That's been coming up. And RFK Jr. Here on your slides, we're showing this. You must be pretty excited about this.
Yes, definitely. And so this was a photo that I took, at that MAHA event. This was in Tempe last week.
Oh, wow.
And it was so cool to see it, to witness it, to witness, you know, people, quote unquote, from the left and the right. I don't really think there's really that much of a divide, especially in the people up there. We share way more or far more in common than we do differences, but it was just a really beautiful thing to see Democrats and Republicans, or however, you know, those people politically identify themselves, to come together and join this collective mission. So I was standing there and I just took that photo, and, I'll protect everyone's privacy, but I want to say something that's really cool and that I'm very proud of. And the team knows this, and they're very proud of this too, that two of the three people on that stage, have either used or are still using our products. Oh, wow. And when I can, you know, share that information publicly, we definitely will. And it just a really cool accomplishment and cool thing that we've got wonderful people like yourself and like the three people up there who are promoting these and talking about them in different ways where they can.
That's phenomenal. Hopefully it's RFK Jr. That's one of them. That's good. You know, it's interesting because we've, you know, you talk about politics and we've watched folks that were Democrats move over to the, what we call the Republican Party, but it's the party of Make America Great Again, obviously. It's almost like they completely just said, forget it, we're done with these, because they had so many rhinos, so many of the Democrats, of course, they're exposing themselves for who they are now. But it's interesting that President Trump used to be Democrat. RFK Jr. used to be, you know, sort of what you'd say, he's Democrat, but he kind of moved on over to independent. Now he's helping us out. And I'm just watching all of this come together. It's almost like a perfect plan in that President Trump is such a great leader. He brings in RFK Jr. to talk about our health. And I mean, he's more than just talking about the jabs that have been put in all the bodies of the babies from birth all the way up. It's about the food. It's about everything that has to do with what they're trying to do to destroy our body. And again, that's helping us dispel these myths of things that we've been told, especially when it comes to the marijuana plant. And we have this next slide showing about this Marijuana Tax Act of 1937. What's this all about?
So, you know, this is common in what we all know and what we've seen this, you know, cabal do here in the U.S. and around the world, where they'll take solutions and they will start to suppress them for different reasons. And sometimes it's not even so much coming from the very top, but it's more of just like an industry thing. I mean, I think most in general, it is coming from the very top, but there are certainly, you know, smaller players that have voices and contribute to this. But I pulled some quotes from this article, kind of just summarizing this. So economic competition with cotton, timber, and synthetic plastic. So obviously, why did this tax act come into place? Well, because there are wealthy and powerful people who had businesses in the cotton, timber, and plastic industries. And so they said, well, how can we dominate or monopolize those industries and get rid of the hemp? Well, we need to demonize it. And we need to, you know, really put a big fear campaign and a disinformation campaign out there about it so that people want to have nothing to do with it. And so, you know, the next quote is, in the 1930s, anti-hemp propaganda caused a moral panic, persuading Americans to believe hemp and marijuana were the same, and both would lower the moral values of American culture. But back in 2018, I know that you remember this, LT, and a lot of people listening do as well. Things changed for the better in that the Farm Bill was passed, and it really it didn't clear things up right away, but it started the process, and it did get mainstream adoption, and you know, it spread like wildfire. A lot of people remember CBD and hemp, like just that whole craze really boomed because the federal government, you know, made it legal again to grow hemp and to use it, or to be able to grow it for internal use.
Mm-hmm. And so that would then mean some of the information you have here about hemp comes from cannabis sativa. Is that how you say it?
Yeah. Sativa, some people call it sativa. But yeah, that species is hemp. And obviously marijuana is that same thing too. But the difference is in the amount of THC. And that's one of the cannabinoids that will get you high. And that's, you know, one of the cannabinoids that where if you take a urine test, that's what they're specifically measuring or looking for, whether you've got that in the bloodstream. Now with hemp, and this is what the Farm Bill did, is it made it super clear on what the legal limit can be in a finished product. So if it's below 0.3% THC, then it's, you know, compliant with the feds and it's classified as hemp. If it goes above 0.3, they'll classify it as marijuana. Mm. So, you know, that's just sort of the distinction there. But, you know, again, God put this plant on this earth for multiple reasons, cultivation began 10,000 plus years ago, probably longer, you know, given what really happened on this planet. I mean, who knows what the true history is of life on this planet and how far it goes back. But, you know, hopefully in time we find that out. But the point being, at least for the past 10,000 years, hemp has been cultivated and grown. And over 8,000 years ago in present day Iraq, the first fabrics were woven from that hemp fiber.
Yeah, it's interesting that when I looked at all of the stuff, you know, wrapped around this particular plant, I was surprised to see that it's used in different ways. Like you mentioned, fiber used to weave cloth and spin yarns, that's what we're looking at on the screen. Textiles like ropes and bowstrings and cloths. I mean, I had no idea they used it for hats, shoes, and robes, and in hemp paper. Man, this is just amazing what I've been learning about this particular product. And even a step further, more uses, the hempcrete homes, buildings. Wow. I mean, batteries, better than lithium even. I mean, try to ship lithium out at the post office. It doesn't work very well. Hemp shoes, cloths, clothes, plastics, biofuels. I mean, how did you come across this information? Because I couldn't find anything like this if I tried to look for it.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I think they're trying to hide it for sure. The hempcrete is something that's, I don't want to say it's new because it's not new, but it's like relatively new in the past 10, 12 years or so. One thing that I learned about the hempcrete, and that home is actually in Florida. I take that back. I think it's North Carolina. I found that photo some time ago, and I've used it in the past, and I really like it because it does an awesome job kind of showing what a beautiful home could look like with hempcrete. The point being with the hempcrete is that it's 8 times stronger than concrete. It is fire resistant, mold resistant, like pest resistant, like pests can't get in. It acts as a passive like heating and cooling, so it, you know, moderates the temperature in the homes. There's, you know, companies out there that are now construction companies building homes or small little buildings with hempcrete because of all the like basically money savings that you'll have, and how great it actually works as construction material to build a home. So, you know, really cool stuff. I've got hemp shoes myself. There's different companies out there doing that. Super, super cool. I've got some hemp shirts and just like different hemp, like material like that. One really cool thing is the environmental remediation. So after Fukushima, I believe, and like I have not been there to be able to verify this. Maybe you know this, LT, but I've read different places that they've grown hemp around nuclear fallouts and sites like that because it actually remediates that toxicity from the fallout. So really interesting stuff. And then it sequesters carbon too. So, you know, we know that there's been this massive disinformation on carbon in the atmosphere and that it's all terrible. I think that there's some truths to it, but it's like, again, they take small little things and they'll blow it way out of proportion. Yep, right. But the point being that plant naturally sequesters carbon, pulls it from the atmosphere and brings it down into the plant. And like we know, we're carbon-based beings and all of life is on this planet. So we need carbon for life. So when you're pumping carbon into the soil, or the plants are pulling it from the air and into the soil, it actually helps the plants themselves.
Interesting, because you're getting into more of the medical side of this. And you have this numerous studies on CBD and hemp for us. One of the first ones I wanted to highlight was the pain management. I've shared this before on my channel for those that don't know, but I grew up in a Christian environment my whole life. I studied. I've got a bachelor's degree in religion. I was going to go to seminary, gave that up, and doing what I'm doing now, hopefully going back to pursue that, but just love the Word of God. And I was struggling with, I loved to play golf, and I was struggling on the driving range years, maybe three, 4 or 5 years ago now. Everything, you know, years go by like days nowadays, right? When you get older. And so I hit about 10 golf balls. And then I noticed that every time I get to around 30 or 40 golf balls, my back would be in severe pain. My hands are hurting. And I was like, why am I in so much pain? And I'm trying to figure out, you know, I'm taking all types of like ibuprofen, and I just didn't understand. I figured I'm just getting old. And I heard this guy behind me say, hey, look, I can't wait to play in the golf tournament tomorrow on the putting green. And he says, yeah, I just turned 60. If it wasn't for CBD, I wouldn't be able to play golf. And I was like, what is he talking about? So I wrote it down and I rushed home and started looking up CBD. And I thought, oh no, the first thing I saw was a marijuana plant. So I thought, oh no, that's bad. I can never touch that because that's what I've been told my whole life. And of course I've learned now over the years, but there's a lot of folks that might be listening that need this today and need to understand this whole entity of why, you know, if that plant pops up in a picture, why folks would not, you know, associate that with fear and why they shouldn't be so scared of it. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Yeah. And that's a really cool story, LT. Totally, because there has been such a stigma against hemp and cannabis and marijuana because they've grouped it all in together. And again, like they're not the same things. And so CBD and hemp, that's really what's been isolated and studied a lot more around those things like pain management, neurological health, neuropsychiatric health, lots of studies on how it helps with anxiety, PTSD, focus, memory. It's got properties of being anti-epileptic. So there's studies out there, obviously, on CBD for epilepsy. It's a strong antioxidant, anti-inflammatory, antipsychotic, and anxiolytic, meaning anti-anxiety and anti-depression properties. You know, obviously, I'm not saying that our product is going to do that. I think that it can for people, but we aren't making those claims, just sharing what is out there openly on PubMed on, you know, a lot of these different properties.
Right, right. And so your product, again, just to remind folks, we're talking about the full spectrum hemp oil from Ascent Nutrition. In your description box below, you can click on that and read this as we move along with this presentation. Pretty amazing, you know, for me, just the amount of sleep that I'm getting now. I'm growing in so many different ways with my health. And that's been a huge factor for me. I usually, you know, wake up 3, 4, 5 times a night. Doesn't happen to me much anymore. And I realized that so many things are changing in my body with your products, with all of them, not just the CBD or the hemp oil. And so we get into this picture that you're showing here. I can't even say that word. So if you could help us out with this one, it'd be great.
Yeah, it's the endocannabinoid system, ECS, sometimes they'll call it for short. Okay. What that is that we have built into us this endocannabinoid system where there's receptors all throughout the body, and you can kind of see where they're most accumulated on that graphic, impacts really every system in the body. And so naturally, our body can utilize these cannabinoids from that plant, from the hemp plant. And so what happens is because the receptor sites have an affinity for those cannabinoids, they'll bind and then induce or elicit a physiological response. And often these are really, you know, quite powerful. So, and that's why there's been such a great buzz. But it's been consistent over the years on CBD and hemp because it works. You know, obviously there's inferior products, there's better products out there, a lot of different things, and we'll get into, you know, what we do. But the point being, it's hardwired into us biologically and physiologically that these receptors can accept these cannabinoids and have really strong effects. So CB1 and CB2 receptors really are the most abundant there. And, you know, you can see all throughout the body, and in general helps to support a healthy inflammatory response, helps the brain, and just helps all these different systems kind of work in combination together.
Interesting, because, you have this entourage effect The interplay of more than just CBD, but all of the 120 plus different cannabinoids. Is that how you say it? Yep.
Yeah.
Flavonoids, yeah. Oils, fatty acids, and more. And so what is this display here?
Yeah. So, you know, there's a lot of information out there on CBD, and that's like the main constituent or the main cannabinoid within hemp that's been studied. But there's more than just CBD, and just like anything in nature, yes, we can isolate compounds and they can have effects. But also it's sort of like, well, did God want that? Is that the way that they've been designed in nature to be isolated and taken apart and just used individually? I think mm-hmm. in some circumstances, yes. And like, we know it works, but right. also like, we don't need to mess up what's already been created. So what happens is they look at the entourage effect, which is instead of just taking the individual parts, it's more of like the sum of the parts equals the whole. So instead of, you know, 1 + 1 + 1 + 1, it's, hey, 1 + 1 = 3. Because it's more of like it has a synergistic effect in that, yes, we can isolate all these different compounds and we could take all of them individually and they would have certain effects. But what they've found is that when a person or whatever they're studying is, if it's an animal, if they're taking that, when all of those compounds are present, mm-hmm. the body actually has a better response overall. All of the systems work better. And again, it's sort of just like this natural phenomenon that occurs in nature and is just really just like common sense. When right. when we come together, when humans work together, we are greater than the sum of our parts, you know? And so it's the same thing with this plant that if you have 120 plus different cannabinoids and flavonoids and all sorts of different compounds, that will be better than just taking one isolated CBD compound. And I'm not putting down just, you know, straight CBD because it's in our product, but right. we wanted to do it where, okay, not just CBD, but all of the compounds that are naturally found within that plant.
Right. Right. So it kind of reminds me of, I was hoping to have an example in my mind where you can say something's good for you, but if you use it the wrong way, it can have a bad effect. Well, I'll just throw in there. I saw this guy the other day, he walked up with this gigantic Dunkin' Donuts, some kind of a coffee, hazelnut coffee, whatever it was. And he said, do you realize that half of this cup is sugar? So it's not that sugar is bad in a sense. It's if you overload your drink with a full thing of sugar, well, what are the effects of that? And what is it going to do to your body? It's not a good thing. And so to me, it's the same thing. I don't know if that's a good example, but I'm just going ahead from there. And yes. So we noticed that you've got the National Library of Medicine, of course, HHS public access. It's good to see these up from, I guess, the government kind of showing us their thoughts on all this, right?
Yeah, exactly. And this is where things get really interesting around hemp and how it relates to, I mean, really everything that you talk about, LT, on your shows, but just in general of like where this presentation kind of began, which is around stress, fear, you know, freeing ourselves from this fear conditioning that's been indoctrinated into us on this planet. So why I'm bringing this up is that there's this concept, Pavlovian fear conditioning, and obviously people know the Pavlov's experiments where he would ring the bell, feed the dogs would start salivating, and you learn responses. Same thing for us. So let's say, you know, you have someone in the military and they've gone through something very traumatic, whether it's whatever it is, you know, many different things, those trauma responses, or even just something small for us day to day, something happens, like we bump into something and like it really hurts. Well, we learn from that. Okay. Right. I can't do that again because I'm going to get hurt and it's going to be painful. So we learn fear conditioning, and what that means is just very briefly, I'll just read the what that is: a behavioral paradigm in which organisms learn to predict adverse events. So it can be a painful sensation, like a particular neutral context, like a noise, sound, or smell that results in a fear response in the brain to the originally neutral stimulus. So let's say like there was a bell that was ringing, and then normally it would just be nothing, but that bell is ringing and someone comes in through your door and tells you, you know, something really bad happened with someone you know or something like that. Well, if you hear that bell again, you're going to remember that event. And as we know, the cabal has been masters of psychological manipulation and control, and they know this inside and out, and they've known how to manipulate the human brain massively. And so why I'm bringing this up is because we know we have been indoctrinated to be in a state of fear, even when we're not even conscious of it. And sometimes it's as simple as if we have shallow breathing. If we don't breathe deep and have, you know, really good breaths, shallow breathing induces sometimes a stress response or a fear response in the brain. So a lot of different things that can happen to flip that switch. But one thing is extinction of those neural circuits. So extinction, it's the process defined as a decline in conditioned fear responses following non-reinforced exposure to a feared conditioned stimulus. And it's showing that certain neural pathways can be modulated and rendered, quote, extinct. So what that means is, okay, if we're exposed again to that stimulus that was fearful, if it's done in the right way, you can condition yourself to not have that sort of same response. And that's where a lot of like behavioral therapy and talk therapy comes into place, and therapies like that.
Right.
Where you try to relive or bring that back into the mind, what happened, and associate it with something pleasant, or knowing that you're in a safe space right here, or, you know, however the therapist is doing it.
Right.
The point being to reduce that conditioning and get it to an extinction place where those circuits, those neural circuits, literally are either rendered extinct and atrophy and die, or are greatly put into, they're basically inhibited from being expressed.
Right, right. And so then this here, the frontiers in pharmacology, it looks like they're given results of taking this type of product, correct?
Yes, yes. So the cannabidiol, so that's CBD, that's one of the main compounds. They talked about there's three big ways that this happens. It disrupts the memory reconsolidation, leading to sustained fear attenuation upon memory retrieval. So that's a mouthful. Yeah, this next slide is better at this. So what that means is when a person is remembering that experience or reconsolidating it, it's not as strong, and that response is lessened. And that's what we want.
Right.
It can enhance the extinction process by modulating the fear expression. So kind of along the same lines, these all sort of mean the same thing, but it'd be a much longer conversation breaking them down in detail.
Right.
But the other big point with this is that it really strongly can reduce the experience of auditory fear expression. So especially for PTSD, especially for vets or people who've, you know, served in on the front lines in any sort, cops, things like that. Oftentimes it's shocks or the sounds that really put a person into that PTSD state. And they found that CBD can really help with that extinction process of lowering that reaction and that trigger, you know. And that's the whole point, is to not be in a reactive state, not be in that fearful state, not be in the triggered state of, oh, it's all happening again. No, no, no. It's not. It's just something, a stimulus that's being brought back up.
Right, right. Interesting, because you have the CB1 receptors, target appetite, immune cells, motor activity, pain perception. That's what we're looking at there. And CB2 targets the bone, the eyes, the gut, the immune system, kidneys, liver, and more. So it's interesting to see those, how you break that down to such a deep level.
Yes, yes. And, you know, with with the sphere conditioning, and this is kind of the big thing and why I brought it into this presentation. Again, I've kind of touched on it, but it's that we've really been so conditioned to be in this fear state. This is how they thrive. Right. You know, there's all sorts of other like really deep stuff that they've talked about in terms of like Loosh and how they will literally, you know, this cabal has literally fed off of negative energy mm-hmm. in different ways. And it sounds, you know, a little crazy, but I mean, I know you know this, a lot of people listening do as well. There's great whistleblowers from deep inside who have talked about all the sort of really, really wacky and wild stuff that your average person would think is such, but they have in some ways fed off of this fear state and being in this fear, whether it's literally or metaphorically, doesn't really matter. Like they've at least metaphorically lived off of that sort of response from us, because when we're in fear, then they can be in control. When we're not in fear, they have no control.
That's right. That's right. Yeah. They've been doing that to us for many years, and I've noticed a lot of the fear relief per se, just in when folks go to the giant rallies, they keep filling up with thousands and thousands of people. Everyone's smiling now and they're like, nope, they're not going to get that one on me now. And folks are fighting back compared to 8 years ago, just a complete turnaround. I've noticed a huge, huge difference. And of course that leads us to not fear when we see a picture like this. What are we looking at here?
So this is one of the farms in Iowa where we grow the hemp. So, you know, when I first learned about hemp and CBD, I knew kind of like what we've talked about in the past with the other products, that it'd be something that a lot of people are going to get into, but you got to really be able to separate yourself because from the company side and a product side, because there's so many products, especially with CBD and hemp, that they're so similar that, you know, all these companies have now went under because they weren't able to differentiate themselves. And so I knew right away, even before creating this and getting into this, that it had to be different. And so that's what we're doing. And so I'll get into that. What we've got is so organically grown here in the US. You know, a lot of companies are sourcing their hemp from the Netherlands, which is fine. Like, I don't have anything against that. Obviously, if we can grow it here in America, it helps us economically. It helps the environment as well, because right. we're not, you know, doing all the shipping and all that.
Right. Plus, if Trump wins, you know, you don't want that tariff either.
Exactly. 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 So what we're doing is grown organically here in the U.S., in farms in Iowa and in Colorado.
Awesome.
What we do is we're very, very fanatical with the soil and how clean it is. And we're putting nutrients in, no pesticides whatsoever, no synthetics. We're monitoring the soil with different technologies, and not like we're using Wi-Fi in the fields, nothing like that. But we can do basic things to really calculate nutrient levels and things like that. So we're very up to date and on the cutting edge with this stuff. What we then also do is, because there's a lot of companies who will grow organically here in the US, but we needed that to also be different. And so right. we start with the strain. If you could please go back to that page. Yeah, thanks, LT. Yep. So that one, this is something, you know, we're super proud of. Our strain of hemp has been developed over the past 25 years. You know, I work with, and we work with a couple very specific people who are experts, PhD scientists in pharmacogenomics and all sorts of really interesting things on growing hemp and agriculture. But what they've done is not genetically modify, you know, we're not doing any of that stuff, but just general crossbreeding to be able to develop this strain of hemp that's been developed. And we have the first strain that's fully sequenced on PubMed and published on NCBI. Now, wow. We don't put our name on there. So you will not see Ascent Nutrition or my name on there in any way. We do that for different reasons.
Right.
But that is our product and what we use. And so that's super cool. No one else can say that. And along those same lines is because we've got that strain and we have maximized the constituents in there, when we extract, we can pull out more of these phytocannabinoids. And so with the extraction process, what we do, this is also very unique in the industry. Most people are using hexane or CO2. CO2 is definitely cleaner than hexane to extract. A lot of companies will say CO2 is the best. In my view and others, that's not. What we're doing is we're using organic coconut oil MCT, and we gently warm it, and we're mixing the whole hemp plant, not just the flower, but the whole hemp plant. And then we're squeezing those cannabinoids and all of the different compounds out of that plant into this final product. And so we're doing it with the MCT oil. The MCT oil helps to pull some of those fatty acids and those compounds out. It's like an extraction, basically.
Right.
But again, we're not using hexane or CO2, not heating it in any way, just using, you know, warmed coconut oil MCT. And just think about just pressing it. We're not doing it with our hands. It's a mechanical process, but very clean.
Right.
And pressing and literally squeezing out all those different cannabinoids, vitamins, minerals, fatty acids from that product or from that plant to create that finished product. Oh, so you can see right there, we're kind of listing those different things. And then that gives us a product that's super clean, very unique. No one else is doing what we're doing. And it ends up being where it's a stronger finished product than the competitors. And, you know, I don't like to get into competition because I don't even think that, especially with, you know, what we are all about, we don't need to go there. But I will say, because people will ask, you know, well, how does this compare to other companies? What we've done, LT, is we've tested against all of the other major brands, and I'm not going to name them, but everyone knows them.
Right.
We've tested against all of them. And we beat every single one of them in terms of the amount of cannabinoids, the different cannabinoids, and the levels of which those cannabinoids come in at. And again, we're able to do it where we're not going above that 0.3% THC. So it's a very tricky thing that we have to do, but we do it and it works and it's amazing. And this is what we wanted to bring out, something that's super different. You've probably noticed this too, LT, and I'd love to hear your thoughts on this. The taste on it is much different than your average or like your typical CBD or hemp product in that it's a little lighter. It's stronger, but it's a lighter taste.
Yep.
And so it doesn't have that like super drying out effect within the mouth.
Correct. Correct. Yeah. That's what happened to me. I took it. I was expecting the same taste of CBD oil that I had. And immediately I noticed, wow, that's a lot lighter. It's not as strong. And hey, I don't have this strange aftertaste afterwards. It was just a good product. And I definitely knew the difference right away. I could tell it was really good. And so I really appreciate that. And folks, just a reminder, if you wonder what I'm talking about again, you can go in the description box below, ascentnutritionhemp.com/M, we know, and you're looking at the product on your screen that we're talking about here. And we have a breakdown of that here, the full spectrum hemp oil. On the left side, you have the Ascent Nutrition hemp oil, and then you've got the CBD oil on the right, just the differences there. And I believe that your product is just the way that it feels when I use it, and especially in my golf game, especially when I'm moving throughout the day, I've just noticed a huge difference in my overall feeling of my body.
Awesome, LT. And that's exactly what we love to hear. And that's the whole point of what we're doing, you know, to actually help people where they feel it. You know, a lot of products, some people won't feel, and that's fine. But we really want to make products that people can feel, because that's the whole point. If you don't feel a difference, it's not to say that it's not doing anything, because we know if we're adding in vitamins and minerals and nutrients to the body, like it's going to do something. but if you can feel it, then that's definitely what we're going for.
Yeah. Yeah. And so again, it supports healthy brain function, cognition, and healthy mental well-being, stimulates a healthy and normal inflammatory response. That's the big one for me. Supports a healthy stress response and healthy sleep cycle. Another big one for me, and may promote the entourage effect. And so I wanted to just bring up again real quick, if we could, when you mentioned THC 0.03%, I think that's what you mentioned. Can you just explain again what you mean by that for those that might not have caught that or didn't understand again, just real quick?
Yeah. So 0.3% THC, it's the legal limit that the feds have set, where if a finished product is higher than that, they'll classify it as, you know, marijuana or a marijuana-like substance. If it's below that, then it's compliant with their guidelines, and it's not going to, you know, have that sort of effect. So a question people naturally ask, well, is this going to get me high? No, it's not going to get you high. Even if you drank the whole bottle, you'd probably feel something if you drank the whole bottle in terms of like a high, but it's not like you're, you know, like using marijuana. Another question that people will ask, and we've got a bunch of these listed out on the website, a good FAQ that people can go through, is will I test positive for a drug test if I take this? So, you know, the first answer is that we have to say, like, we can't ever guarantee anything, because everyone's body is different. They process things different. In general, if a person's living an average, just normal life, you're not going to test positive for it if you don't take it a few days before a drug test. Now, I know obviously some people it's spontaneous, so you don't know. A person's going to just have to kind of choose what they want to do. But I will say, like, if you're using this and you're exercising and you're eating well and, you know, taking things or doing things to detox, in general, you're going to be fine. If you are concerned about it, stop using it, get into a sauna and sweat. And that, you know, typically handles things very quickly. And again, this is like, it's such a small amount, LT, that the body naturally will just process this out very quickly, meaning a couple days. And it might not even be that. It's really hard to tell. It depends how much someone weighs, their body fat composition, their diet, lifestyle, all that sort of stuff.
Right. And I think it's important to point out too that hemp oil, what you mentioned here, what is hemp oil? It's the extracted contents of the hemp plants, right? We got that. It's a rich source of phytonutrients and cannabinoids, I guess is how you say it, of all types, not just CBD. So it's not just CBD. These combined cannabinoids can produce an effect that's stronger than any one cannabinoid combined. So hemp oil and CBD are not inherently the same thing. I want to make sure that we get that clear. That's awesome that you have that there. As CBD is a reference to a single cannabinoid, whereas hemp oil is a vessel for many cannabinoids. Hopefully I got that right.
Yes. Thank you, LT. That's perfect. And that's exactly right.
Yeah, but I got that from the frequently asked questions on that website in the description box below, ascentnutritionhemp.com/ and we know. And so I'm just glad that we're talking about this. I needed this just as bad as anyone else out there. I'm sure so many are wondering, how do I explain this to my family and friends, especially those that grew up in environments where they're told that this is a terrible thing. How could you do that? Look at that. That's the plant that's dangerous, you know, and they don't really understand the difference or how that actually works. So I'm so glad that we have you on to explain all of that today. And I wanted to also ensure that I think this is where we'll let folks know that there's other. Before we get there, I wanted to show something real quick, folks. There we have Lance in support of a great cause. And I just wanted you to explain that for us real quick, if you could.
Yeah, thanks, LT. Yeah. So the photo on the left, both of these photos were in April of this year down here in Florida. The photo on the left is at Mar-a-Lago. There was a America First gala that night there, and Ascent Nutrition was one of the sponsors for it. We sponsored an event the week before. The photo on the right is it's a similar event. It's the same mission, but just at a different location. Gray Team, as you can see behind there, help us save military lives. Gray Team is a nonprofit organization down here in South Florida. Great people, been able to connect with them and learn about what they're doing. They help veterans who are on the verge of suicide to not take their life, and they do it through exercise, diet, nutrition, supplementation, support, social support, all sorts of things. They've got a really cutting edge facility. They do sauna, light therapy, all sorts of advanced technologies they're using. Really cool stuff. And like you see right there, zero lives lost. Veterans who come into their doors, they don't pay a dime for it. It's all nonprofit, funded by events like that. And they have not lost a single person who's come in there. Oh. So it's super cool. It's very effective. It works. And they like our products. They know who we are and what we do. So we helped to sponsor that event. And it's just really cool, being there at Mar-a-Lago and really seeing some of the people that we've been able to help and some of those veterans sharing their stories. It obviously ties into my personal story and my mission to help people with that. And, same thing with everyone on our team here at Ascent. We want to help people to not have to go through suffering like that mentally, physically, emotionally, all of it.
Yeah. Yeah. I really appreciate that. And, I've been serving in the military and been around and seen an awful lot in my 20 plus years in active duty. It's something that I'm going to send a lot of folks to for sure that I've had to deal with in the past. And one of the biggest things for me in the Marine Corps, on a side note, was just how difficult it is for Marines to transition back into civilian life, especially those that have been in combat. I've watched it, been a part of it, and it's just they need programs not only for their health and mental health and more, but also to help them transition back into civilian life and how to behave properly again, right? Because they've drilled into them for 3 months in the Marine Corps how to be warriors, and they're trained to fight and be on the front lines, and yet they don't give them 3 months of training on how to detox from that, right? If we want to use the right word, to get their brain back into a normal sequence of just living in a relaxed state. And so I'm so glad you're part of that. I hope that they're taking your products too and using them to help them relax, because there's a lot of those guys that really need support and help physically also. And so I'm so glad, Lance, to see that you're part of that. So amazing. Yeah. And so it's not just the hemp oil that you guys have. You also have another link that we've provided for you guys. If you remember, goascentnutrition.com/M, we know. And that lists all of your products, detox products and more. And I'm taking the pine pollen tincture, the pine needle extract also. And I actually have the humic and fulvic acid. I take one of those every single day. And just noticed a huge change in my life, and I really appreciate it.
Thank you, LT. Yeah, and that's, along the same lines of what we've been talking about, is just trying to get the real natural medicine out there to people, wild harvest it. The pine needles we're wild harvesting in Canada, the eastern white pines. We wild harvest the pine pollen tincture. Both of those are back in stock now. When we did that last show, LT, so many people bought them. So thank you for everyone, or to everyone who bought. And, we all appreciate that. This is why we're doing this, getting the real stuff out there to people so that they can actually feel a difference health-wise, mentally, physically, emotionally, all of it. Really cool stuff. And one real quick thing, last thing on the hemp that I want to bring up, I was talking with a friend about this, and he made it very succinct, and it kind of like clicked for me. And I've thought about this, but just in my own ways. And he put it in his own words, just very simply, that with that Pavlovian fear conditioning response, when we're not in that fear state, or as we're trying to reduce or lower that fear state, the hemp, what it's doing on a brain level or in the brain, what you could say is that it's slowing down the decision-making process. And I think we can all agree in general that if we aren't in an anxious state, then we aren't making snap judgments. And if we're not making snap judgments, then we're ideally thinking things through logically, looking at different angles of whatever decision that is, and coming to a calm, rational response to it, whether it's verbal response or like a physical response to something that's a trigger. But I wanted to bring that up because it really like clicked for me that with CBD and hemp, it does help, you know, people who have anxiety, general anxiety. Again, I'm not saying it's going to treat that, but we know that people are getting great, great results around that area. And so if anxiety is lower, then snap judgments are lower. And if we're not making snap judgments, then we're slowing down that decision-making process. And that's what it does, but not slowing it down where it's like you feel high or you feel like you're loopy. No, it's actually like really dials you in. And you just feel very cognizant and clear. And I use this stuff myself. I'll use it as a nootropic. So like if I need to focus and, you know, really hone in on something work-wise or life, I'll take it. Like before this, I take it. I take the other products too. At night before sleep, I definitely take this. It absolutely helps me. I sleep, thankfully, you know, well in general, but I notice when I take the hemp, it definitely puts me into a deeper sleep, and I do wake up even more refreshed than the normal.
Mm. Yeah, amazing products that you guys have put together. And again, I just want to remind you folks, two different links. We have the ascentnutritionhemp.com/M, we know, for the hemp oil below this video. And also, don't forget that they've got the Go Ascent nutrition link that we have also with all their products listed, and detox products, especially the pine needle extract, pine pollen tincture, and more. And so it's just been an amazing journey thus far. We've seen a lot of positive response, especially from the And We Know fans, and you're helping a lot of folks out. And we just really appreciate what you're doing. And it's like our Heavenly Father set you up for such a time as this. He took you on a wild journey to get here. And like most of us, right, we've just been on a strange journey. And we get to this point in our life when we realize how thankful we are that he's using us now for this time to get folks back in line with what he truly wants for us on this earth. And so it's been great, Lance, to meet with you guys, to have these products out for the masses to understand and know, and to finally see some detoxing going on with all of our lives. So I wanted to end in prayer if we could.
Yes, and thank you, LT. And I forgot to say, there's one quick thing that I would like to say on the hemp. It'll be important for people. Okay. If you could please pull that up.
All right. Real quick.
Thank you. So the hemp, I just want to make this call out for everyone. So if you get two bottles, it's going to automatically qualify for free shipping. And of course, we've got subscription for that too. This is only for USA. Unfortunately, we can't ship this outside of the USA. Wish that we could. I do think in very short time, we will be able to do that. But just wanted to let everyone know that if you get two bottles, it's basically like saving 10% because you'll get free shipping. Two or more bottles of that. And then the last thing that I forgot to say about this is that the hemp too for pets, we've got a lot of people who are using it for their pets, dogs and cats, horses, they can all take it. We've got dosage amounts there for the pets of what they can use. Mix it in with the food, just like you've done, because it is an oil. So mix it with something that's fatty or like some wet food. That's the best way to do it. But pets can feel this too. We've got people who've given us great testimonials on like their pets not having as much like arthritis or not hobbling as much. Like they can tell that it helps them. It does help with skin and coat health, and eye health too, for both pets and humans. You know, that's another thing we didn't even get into. Hemp and CBD has been shown, and like they're studying it for glaucoma. And there's great research out there in relation to eye health. So I just wanted to make a few of those call outs real quick.
Okay, definitely. We got that. And man, you guys can go to down in the description box below. You'll find this link, goascentnutrition.com/and we know. And also you have the ascentnutritionhemp.com/and we know. That gets you straight to the hemp oil. So I wanted to lift you up in prayer before we close out today. So Heavenly Father, thank you so much for Lance, for his team at Ascent Nutrition. We ask that you continue to watch over him, protect him, especially with these different products that we know the enemy cannot stand that's being put out. But we sense now an overriding protection from you and the ability to get these products out to folks who really need it. And we ask that you continue to guide and direct our lives, especially through this strange life that we're living in America and throughout this entire earth today. Please protect our president, protect all of us, our families, and more. We ask all this in the name of your son, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, LT.
All right. Thank you, Lance. Hope to talk to you again soon.
We really
love to do a live call so folks can ask questions live. So maybe we can work something like that out.
That'd be wonderful.
Awesome. All right. We'll talk to you again soon.
Okay. Thank you. Thanks, everyone.